Chapter 3. Cat lifted her legs and kicked him back. Sin hit the ground with a woof before he flipped to his feet and came after her again. She pushed herself away from the car and ducked his hands, then sucked her breath in sharply as she hurt her arm. That only made her angrier. "Trust me, asshole, you don't want a piece of me." His nostrils flared. "Oh, yes, I do. I've been dreaming of strangling you for centuries." What the hell did he mean by that? All of a sudden, the sound of approaching sirens rent the air. Cat turned her head to listen, but the instant she did, he grabbed her. This time, when she went for him, he moved faster than was humanly possible. One moment they were on the street, and in the next, everything went black. Sin smiled evilly as Artemis collapsed into his arms. It was true he lacked the bulk of his god strength, but his brother had made sure after Artemis had drained him that he still had enough juice to protect himself, even against the gods. He couldn't believe fate had been so kind as to throw the bitch right into his path. Now she was his, and he was going to make her pay for what she'd done to him. Smiling at the very thought, he flashed himself to his penthouse in Las Vegas. None too gently, he dumped his prisoner on his black leather sofa before he went to his bedroom to gather a few necessary items. Holding a goddess hostage was tricky business. Once she awoke, she'd be pissed and wanting blood. His blood. Therefore, he'd need a few things to make sure she didn't use her powers to rip his heart out. Opening his closet, he moved to the back and shoved his clothes to one side. Hidden behind them was his vault. The door was made of tarnished bronze and held a hand and retinal scanner. Rather impressively modern, given the fact that he was an ancient Sumerian ex-god, but one had to make adjustments when one was locked in the hell that was the modern human world. He opened the door and moved inside, where he kept the remnants of his own temple in Ur, what few things Artemis hadn't destroyed after she'd eliminated him. It wasn't much, a gold urn or two, and the altar tray where his worshippers had once placed offerings. He'd also kept a few statues, but most of the vault's contents were taken from his daughter's temples. After her death, he'd tried to save anything that bore her image, and those were carefully preserved in the glass cases around him. But that wasn't what had brought him here. What he sought rested in the far back corner, in a leather trunk that creaked eerily as he opened it. A sadistic smile curled his lips as he found the one item he'd saved all these centuries. The diction that Artemis had used to tie him in place as she sucked his powers from him. Something in its composition rendered an immortal powerless. It kept them trapped and helpless. He could still feel the humiliation of being at her mercy. And once the bitch had drained him, she dumped him in the desert, still wrapped in the net. "Thanks for being so compliant. Now to pit the rest of your pathetic pantheon against each other until they're all gone." Her laughter had rung in his ears. Like a milk whelp, he'd been forced to call out to his family for help. His father had laughed and then turned his back, as had all the others. The only one to show him pity had been his brother, Zakhar. If not for him, Sin would still be lying in the desert, rotting, or worse. Of course, their laughter had died out soon enough. Artemis had fulfilled her promise. Almost every member of his family had been disposed of by the Greek gods. The Greeks had either absorbed their powers and replaced them, or turned them against one another until none were left. That had been 3,000 years ago. Now it was time to settle the score.